Great.
Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all still want me to come with you?
Welcome to WAMS Radio. I'm Burke Allen, and just in time for St. Patrick's Day, we're proud to welcome Christopher Valentine and Dr. Christian von Lehr, authors of The Magic of Gnomes and Leprechauns and several other gnomey leprechauny books through our airwaves. Christopher, you're on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Burke. How are you?
I'm good. Now, is it going to be just you, or is Dr. von Lehr also going to be on the line with us?
I'm also here, Alan.
Hey, nice to talk to you both, and welcome as we get ready for what I would assume is sort of like Christmas and New Year's all rolled together for you guys, St. Patrick's Day.
That's right. We have the first books in the world written by your channel from leprechauns, as well as gnomes, elves, fairies, and for the first time, pixies in a new book coming out next month.
Now, this has become a real sort of cottage industry. As I spent some time on your website, you guys are constantly on tour. You speak at New Age Mind, Body, and Spirit expos almost every weekend. It looks like you've done some major media appearances, NBC, ABC, CBS, Fox, newspapers, radio stations all over the world. Christopher, I have to ask you right up front, we'll just get it out there. You're talking about seeing gnomes and leprechauns and nature spirits and fairies, and what do you say to people who say, you guys are nuts, you're off your rocker?
Well, Burke, the reason that we go around the country teaching, going around speaking, is we also teach people how to see the nature spirits. So not only do we talk about it, but we prove it. And the reason that anybody can see nature spirits is because they're right here on the physical plane with us. You don't have to be a psychic medium to see them. They're on the physical plane. They're just on the upper three subplanes of our plane, known as etheric subplanes. And that's the material that they're made of.
Yes, Burke. The key message that we present around the country is that nature people are real, but there is a long-established foundation for them being real because there's a direct connection between them and angels. And in order to convince people, we actually have developed the techniques over a number of years that actually demonstrates nature people live in front of audiences.
So if someone sees you in person, they may actually be able to see the little guys. And Christian, you have said, as I read on the website, that sometimes if we misplace our car keys and then you find them later in the exact same place you thought they should be, that was actually leprechauns just teasing you a little bit. Is that right?
That's true. We find that it's a common occurrence and almost anything in the country. That those people that have lost their keys, by the way, actually have an interest in leprechauns. Now, the fact is that leprechauns want permission to be part of your family or part of your neighborhood, so to speak. So they take something, or they give the impression that they've taken something, so that you will eventually say, all right, who took those? And that's like giving them permission. And so then they sort of pop in, and suddenly they become part of the household, and magical things start occurring around the house. Mixers start working, the television starts working, computers start working, because they're sort of fixer-uppers, and they just want something to do if they're going to be part of the family. But that technique of making things disappear, actually those things don't disappear. They use a technique called glamour. It's a very old term. They create the impression that something has gone missing. And when you say, who took that, then suddenly it appears in the same place. And this is a very common occurrence. I actually tested this myself once because I am a very organized person, and I have a lot of very old books on many spiritual subjects. So I keep them in the same place, and yet one of them was missing. And I go, well, I know that the leprechaun must have taken this. So I actually stood there for a long time saying, I know this book is here, I know this book is here, I know this book is here. And lo and behold, it eventually appeared, actually why I'm watching it.
Christian and Christopher from mistoftheoracle.com are joining us today as we get geared up for St. Patrick's Day. And these guys say that not only do they talk to gnomes and leprechauns and nature spirits and fairies, but they can teach you how to see them as well. Now, can both of you guys talk to them and see them?
Yes, we both talk to them on a daily basis. And the way you talk with nature spirits, Burke, is you can say it in your mind or you can say it out loud. Either way, they'll hear you. The way we channeled the books was through telepathy, and that's the same method.
All nature spirits, Alan, this is Christian again, communicate through telepathy, as would angels, which means, again, you don't have to be psychic. Anybody can do this. But you have to silence your mind a little bit to let the words come in.
Now, Christopher, how old were you when this first happened to you and you realized that you had this gift, if you will, or curse, I guess, for some people who may not necessarily want to hear other voices of things they can't see? How old were you, and how did you react to that?
Well, you know, I started when I was really young, practicing with my grandmother in her garden. She had a really beautiful garden filled with flowers and hedges, and she told me, how would you like, as a very young boy, I would probably say was maybe 4, 5 around there.
Okay.
He said, how would you like to go out and practice seeing gnomes? And what child wouldn't want to do that? And I, of course, said yes. And so we would do that in the afternoons and sometimes in the early mornings as the sun would be coming up, which, by the way, Burke, is the perfect time to practice seeing nature spirits, usually when the sun is rising or when the sun is setting. And the reason for that is because the sunlight makes it harder to see nature spirits. But that's when I first started practicing.
You know, Burke, we find in a lot of our lectures that when people bring their children in, that most children have seen something or can see some type of little person. They could be gnomes or elves or leprechauns or fairies, depending on what they resonate with. But it's interesting that so many children across the country already naturally see them. So this tells us that we've learned to block seeing them because they're not accepted or they're considered invisible friends, or somehow we're through peer pressure of some sort, we're talked out of seeing them.
Now, Christian, you're a doctor. You're an intelligent guy. Most people would counter and say, well, you know, kids have very active imaginations. These are imaginary friends. What would you say to that?
Well, the thing about nature spirits is they've been demonstrated almost back since the beginning of time, 40,000 years of history. And although civilization's recorded history only goes back like a fourth of that, it's still shown in many potteries and archaeological digs and things of that nature, that the understanding of them has been consistent around the world. The story has been the same, even though these continents and these peoples have never met each other. They've always been recorded and experienced by all people. And the philosophy has been worked out, especially in the Indian, Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Tibet, the Orient. All of these things have been worked out over and over again, even in Greece and in the old Roman times. And America's view is actually rather current, since it's only a few hundred years old. So we have a lot of history that proves it, too. But the most important thing is it's demonstrable in a scientific method, which means we can repeat the process with anybody over and over again with the same results. And even though we could be different people viewing it from different angles or different perspectives, everyone sees the same thing. So the scientific method is what we actually try to employ to prove this.
We're talking about leprechauns and fairies and little people as we get geared up for St. Patrick's Day today on WAMS. And our guests are from mistoftheoracle.com, Christopher and Christian. And Christopher, we've all probably seen the roaming gnome on the Travelocity TV commercials.
Yes.
Do the gnomes and leprechauns look like that?
Absolutely. You know, the statuary that you can get or at Lowe's or Home Depot or what you see on those commercials is exactly what the gnomes look like. They're about a foot to a foot and a half tall, and they're really known for their caps, their conical hats that they wear, which are usually red and green, but they can come in many different colors. Every color means something different. Even the little wrinkles on the hats tell gnomes that see them where they're from, what they do for a living, all kinds of things, but they usually are pretty stout-looking. Their noses are kind of wide. If you see them, we've even had people send in pictures where you kind of capture a gnome in the background. They have really big boots as well. So the way they're presented in the commercials is exactly right on.
I would say that they also have knapsacks consistently. Gnomes tend to have knapsacks. Now, this is also why we encourage people to actually go to, like, the Home Depots or the home stores and buy that statuary and put it outside because it's an invitation that you would like nature people around you. I have to say, though, the nature people said, please remove that Made in China sticker because they don't want to be sent back.
I want to know why they don't shave because they all have beards. Are there no razors in Gnomeland? Christian, you take that.
Actually, nature people age differently than we do. They age toward the end of their life, which is extremely long compared to ours. They tend to look more like children most of their age, and it's when they're older, towards the end, that they start developing those beards. But, of course, the older ones are the ones that will make themselves more evident to people at first. But in our book covers, for example, we actually show them in their younger stage because as you start relating with them, you'll be connecting with younger ones too. So they don't shave towards the end because that's like a new phase of their life, and actually they want that beard, and it does tend to look white. And it's also one of the characteristics you can look for when we using techniques we show to teach how to see them in trees and around the house, because we actually want you to engage them, actually have them move, wave their hand, and seeing that beard is a good distinguishing characteristic to know that you're seeing a gnome.
Now, Christopher, early in my broadcast career, I ran radio stations in Savannah, Georgia, and Savannah has one of the largest St. Patrick's Day parades in America. And the other thing, of course, that goes along with St. Patrick's Day is lots of drinking. And you know, the old story of the Irish leprechaun, tossing back a few. Is that, in fact, the way you see these guys?
Yes, it is. And when we first started attracting them to the garden, and we tell people this, one of the best ways is to put out some beer in your garden. What we would do, it's true, they really, really love spirits, as they say.
And they're brand conscious, Burke.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah,
all right,
yeah, they'll take anything that you have, including wine or including sherry if you don't drink like we don't. But what you can do is get, we started with is like a six-pack of beer, and we would take one bottle out and pour it in different cups around the garden in the area where you designate the leprechauns and the area where you have the gnomes, because those two especially like to have beer. And what we would do is put them out Friday night as their, like, happy hour, and they would enjoy it all weekend, and then pour out the remaining contents on Sunday. What's really important here to mention, Burke, is that nature spirits don't necessarily take the physical cookies that you put out and the beer that you put out for them. Very rarely will you see that gone the next day. What they're doing is taking the etheric counterpart of that food and drink, thoroughly taking in the nutrition and the taste. Very rarely will you see it gone the next day.
Burke, the leprechauns are also connected with jinn, which are like the genie of the Middle East. So a lot of the drinking legends would apply, or they're like a Celtic legend, would apply to Ireland. But they do take different forms in different parts of the country. But part of what Chris is saying is the spirit form, which is a term used differently than we would think of it, actually contributes to their abilities, because leprechauns are different than other nature people in that they can actually go to the next plane, which is the astral plane, which is where we would go like when we pass over or when we're dreaming or if we're doing astral travel. But they can actually traverse into that realm too, and spirits, which is the function of the hops, actually helps them do that. So they're actually going for that ability to raise their consciousness. I'm not so much to be inebriated as we would think of it.
Christian and Christopher from mistoftheoracle.com are joining us today. And if you'd like to talk leprechauns, gnomes, and nature spirits with us, the number to call is 718-506-1944. 718-506-1944, a free call in the New York City metropolitan area. All right, Christian, you say you talk to them. You say they talk to you. What do they say?
They have a number of different messages, but the most important one, the one we try to put out there around the world, is that they now want to be a part of our lives. Something significant has happened. The development of man is progressing so quickly that the world or the environment as they know it is changing every day and overnight. So they could go to sleep thinking they're in a forest one day and wake up, and then someone's bulldozing to put in a parking lot or a shopping mall. And this goes on progressively everywhere in the world now. So they've decided that they're going to start being a part of our lives, doing things that might seem magical or helpful or empowering, because they actually have a lot of health benefits and empowering techniques that they use. They're going to do those things for us if we sort of take them in, and we do now the cooking and the housing and those functions that we've supplanted. So they actually want to work with us and be part of our family. That's the most important message. But they also have individual messages, Burke, because they were associated with us before we were actually born. Again, they live a very, very, very long time. And nature spirits are what are called builders, or builders of form, as are angels. And they've always been described that way, which means they preceded us in existence. They had to produce the form of minerals, the form of plants, help bring about animals. All these things had to be precursors to humans. So because of that, they also maintain our health, and they also help bring our forms of our bodies into existence from some spiritual form. So they know us, and they've noticed in the past. So they're trying to help us remember them, and this is why they're always very happy and playful, and that most people, when they experience a gnome, they feel something on their shoulders, playing with their earrings or their hair or tugging on their pant leg, and it's always a happy, joyful experience because they're meeting someone that they've known before.
Now, Christian, as a younger person, when you first had these encounters, did it not just scare the hell out of you? If somebody, you know, were to tug my ear or pull my hair and I couldn't see them to begin with, that would frighten me.
Actually, my story is different than Christopher's. I started seeing them later in life.
Okay.
Because that's the problem that we had to overcome. I have always been a clairvoyant and psychic medium, because, even as the tiniest child, I could see things, but I wasn't seeing them. Because I'm what's called a natural psychic, which means I was born with the ability, I was naturally connecting with the astral plane. You've heard of John Edwards and Von Prague, those people that connect with spirit on the other side.
Sure.
That's what I'm doing. As a natural psychic, which means as a child you're psychic, you're picking up on the lower energy. So it's actually a very uncomfortable, frightening experience for most of us growing up that way. And we have to learn what it means and how to control it and manage it and then turn it into something positive so we're only connecting with higher things. But when Christopher came to me and said, why don't you see nature spirits? I go, geez, I hadn't even thought of that. It seems logical that we should be able to. So within a matter of a few days, after doing some rituals that I sort of designed to sort of respect the various quadrants of nature, I was actually able to bring one in. And actually, I was doing a water ceremony out in the hot tub because I actually went from one element type to another element type, the earth, air, and fire. And I was doing something in water, and suddenly one walked by and started throwing little clothes into the hot tub. And I did jump about 6 feet out of the water, and I was a little bit frightened. So I'm saying that most people might have difficulty seeing them at first, and it's why we tell people you may think you want to see them, but you're really not prepared. This is why we usually take a couple hours to prepare people before we bring in nature spirits.
Christopher and Christian are from mistoftheoracle.com, and we're talking nature spirits and leprechauns and fairies as we gear up for St. Patrick's Day. Chris, did you ever take a picture of one of these people? And I'm not even sure, do we call them people or spirits?
Well, we asked them that in the beginning. We said, would you like to be called elementals or nature spirits? And because they are not elementals, which is a misnomer that Christian will probably go into in more detail, they said nature spirits, and they went even further to say nature people, please. And the reason for that is they are people just like us. They have families and children. And what was the first part of your question?
Well, have you ever taken a picture of one?
Oh, no, I haven't taken pictures, but we have people that have come by the booth in almost every city that we go to, and they show us pictures, and the pictures are getting clearer and clearer, especially with fairies. We're to the point that you can see antenna and wings on these fairies. So sometimes when you go out in nature and you're taking pictures, you don't realize that you're capturing nature spirits, but it's not an easy thing because they're in a different time in a way. It's kind of cross-dimensional, so capturing them on film is not as easy.
Let me add something to that, Burke. Nature spirits, or nature people, people means they're individualizing, they tend to be hard to capture on film because they're of an energy lighter than air. We don't tend to see the elements of air, but yet we know there are atoms there. That's only the bottom part of what we call this physical plane of existence. The upper part is where nature people live. So with our cameras, everything would have to be perfect. The timing, the lighting, the angle will all have to be perfect to capture them. So it's not an easy process.
Christian, it's not an easy process to get a good picture of me either, so I'll buy into that. Somebody needs to break down for me the difference here, because I'm going out on a leap of faith with you guys, but the difference between gnomes and leprechauns and fairies and nature spirits.
Well, they all are nature spirits, Burke. Gnomes, elves, and leprechauns are closely tied to the earth, so they're known as earth nature spirits. Gnomes in particular work with bringing the minerals to plants and the minerals to our bodies, as Christian alluded to earlier, how they help us with our health. Leprechauns are a little special in that they can traverse up to the astral plane, and that's how they seemingly make objects pop in and out. Elves have told us, though, that they are earth nature spirits that are evolving into water nature spirits. And where elves are located are usually by bodies of water, like lakes and oceans, where oceans meet mountains. And so water is very important to them, as it is to all nature spirits. Fairies, on the other hand, are known as air nature spirits, and they, of course, tend to be up in the trees and fly around. There's also nature spirits known as salamanders, which are associated with the fire or the flame. And then we also have water nature spirits, which are known as sprites, undines, mermaids, and mermen, and they're closely associated with the state of water.
Burke, let me add something about leprechauns, because I do find that they're a bit different than the other classes, the earth, water, air, and fire. There's a class called sylph, also includes djinn, which, and all of these are what compose the leprechaun type or class of nature spirit, again, because they can move out of their individual state of energy into higher states. But there are different classes, and we tend to coordinate those with the New Age coordinates of earth, water, air, and fire, which are states of energy. They're not the physical type of earth or water. And each of them have their own type of nature spirit, and if they individualize, they become nature people. But all of them can be viewed. Water spirits can be viewed. Air nature spirits, which are fairies, typically can be viewed. And fire nature spirits can be viewed, which is a difficult process. It took us years to determine that, but we did teach people how to see fire nature spirits as well. They have different purposes, and that's part of the purpose of the books, but the nature spirits of the earth that we're talking about today do tend to resonate more with the things of the earth, like the gems, the stones, the rocks, but also the health aura, which is a special energy we have around our bodies. They do tend to keep things healthy. Now, the reason there are these different classes is because of that building a form that we talked about earlier on. They bring about, the gnomes or earth ones bring about the initial state of it, but other qualities have to be imbued also, and that's where the fairies would come in, those of the air, where they bring in things like scents and color. And a fire, by the way, represents an action, and water represents a sentiment, some sort of a characteristic of personality.
There's a lot to learn here. I may need to get a nature spirit flow chart from you guys before it's over. Christopher, you guys, as you mentioned, do lots of festivals and expos. Where are you headed to next, and where can people meet up with you guys?
Well, this weekend, Burke, we're going to be in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and we will be doing a lecture on the nature spirits at 2 p.m., which we usually speak around 2 p.m. on Saturdays every weekend. And the weekend after that, we will be at the Body, Mind, Spirit Expo in Chicago, which is a really big show. We love doing that one, and hopefully people in those areas will come out and see us.
Fantastic. And all those dates and details are on the website, mistoftheoracle.com. Christian and Christopher are joining us today. And Christian, you mentioned lights and gemstones, and I noticed on your website you talk about colored lights. So what do the lights do?
The lights represent frequencies of energy, and this is really interesting. And we find that this applies to mankind also. Mankind, or humankind, has a lot of different energies within us, which makes us an advanced form of life, and so we don't tend to think of them as individual energies. But the nature spirits are composed of subcomponents of the energy we have. So the earth nature spirits resonate with two frequencies of energy that we can actually see as the color green and red. And there's also tones that could be associated. So when you take the colors green and red, they act like notes in music and make sort of a chord. That set of frequencies actually attracts gnomes to you. The combination of green with white would attract elves, and green with yellow would attract leprechauns. But air nature spirits, which, for example, actually resonate with four notes of pastel colors, the light blue, light pink, light green, and light yellow. When you put them together, again, it makes a chord, and that's how you can attract air nature spirits to you.
So if you have the colored lights, you set up a little light show, you're likely to attract the spirits then.
Right. In addition, you can actually segregate your patio or your balcony or your garden in the back and actually have a set of green and yellow in one corner, which is what we would do, by the way, and that's where you'll attract leprechauns, in which case you'll put out maybe a gift for them, like a little broken gold chain, because they like to get gold too, not just take it, give it. and you'll find that clovers will start growing there, for example.
Yeah. Now, Christopher, Christian just talked about leprechauns. With St. Patrick's Day coming up, do you think these leprechauns, do they have individual names? I mean, is there a Seamus the leprechaun or a Fred the leprechaun?
Yes, there is. And the peculiar thing about leprechauns is they're the only nature spirits that don't give out their name. And so what we've had to do in the books is either give out only their last name or they've given a pseudonym for their first name. But they all have names, as do all the nature spirits that we channel in the books, which is really wonderful because they all have individual personalities. And what's also interesting is when Christian is channeling, he is the main channel for the books, they speak in an Irish brogue accent, the leprechauns do, and the gnomes have their own kind of accent and personality. And so we try to capture that as Christian is channeling and I'm typing it, and I try to capture their individual accents. So when you're reading the book, you get the flavor of how they really sound.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. And Christian, since that's the method that you guys write these books, talk to me about the new book is The Magic of Gnomes and Leprechauns. Is that right?
Yeah, that is the new book, but we have a fourth one coming out in a few weeks called Magical Powers and Mystical Beings. And both of those books, those last two books, are primarily channeled from leprechauns. It's like their book, as well as a blue fairy. And this blue fairy is special in that he is also part of the djinn class of leprechauns. So these are very higher forms of nature spirits that have very profound messages that they give us in the books.
One of the interesting things we found, Burke, is that when we teach people how to see nature or people around the country, we do something to raise their energy, and in contrast, we have the nature people stand on top of our shoulders and on their shoulders, too, those in the audience. But we use a contrast to make them clear because, they're a little bit lighter than air. But the leprechauns have, like in the San Francisco show, actually made their own aura in contrast to the human aura, and it came in very, very bright yellow. And then we could see the leprechaun standing there in green, which is really interesting because I've already told you that the green and yellow is their color, the colors they resonate with. And, of course, there are 400 or 500 people in the audience that are all seeing the same thing and taking pictures. So there is validation, and it's consistent.
So if folks come out to see you at these upcoming events, you said you're in Milwaukee this weekend, Chicago and next, there's a pretty good chance they may bump into a gnome or a leprechaun.
Well, we do bring them with us, Burke, so yeah. A lot of times when we're talking during the lectures, people can see the gnomes on my shoulder or a fairy on my head, even though we don't always have time to do the full workshop. A lot of psychics and other mediums that come to the lecture are able to see the nature spirits on us as well. They do change their sizes, so the nature spirits can appear in usually a smaller form than they are. They don't usually make themselves larger. They usually make themselves smaller. And time is also different for them. They can move very fast. But yeah, you will indeed, a lot of people come by the booth and also see nature spirits around by the booth. So you can indeed see them because we do bring them with us everywhere.
But of course, in some of the shows, they give us several hours and a conference room to actually teach people. But this is a good time to mention the two biggest problems people would have in actually viewing nature people. One is the subconscious mind that tends to normalize things and make us perceive everything in the world like our neighbors do, everyone else. So we all have a common view. We have to get beyond that if we want to see something of a spiritual nature, and that would be nature people, angels, archangels, anything of a spiritual nature. We have to remove this block, which is the subconscious. In addition, our eyes have to be used in a way where we diffuse our vision.
Now, if folks want to get in touch with you and find out more about this, and maybe they're not going to be close to a city where you're going to be, Christopher, how can they reach out to you?
Well, they can go to our website, mistoftheoracle.com, and click on events. They can see all the different cities and addresses of where we're going to be in the times. Let's see, they can also call us. We have our phone number listed there, our email address. There's plenty of ways to get in touch with us.
All right, fantastic. So the email address, the phone number on the website, and that is mistoftheoracle.com with a Y, correct, gentlemen?
Yes, that's right.
Hey, Christian, Christopher, it was wonderful to have you on the show today. I really appreciate your time and hope you both have a wonderful St. Patrick's Day holiday.
We wish the St. Patrick's
Day.
Thanks so much for having us. It was a lot of fun.
And say hi to your own leprechaun for us.
You got it, Christian. Christopher, thanks very much. And thank you for listening to WAMS Radio, the Blog Talk Radio Network.
Let's go. grass is growing, water's flowing, a free and easy way. But give me enough of the finer stuff that's made near Galway Bay. And please men all from Donegal, Sligo and Leitrim too. We'll give them the slip and we take a sip of the rail on Mountain Dew. Hi, the dilly day to lum, dilly doo to lay to lum, dilly doo, ride, dilly day day. Hi, dilly day to lum, dilly doo to lay to lum, dilly doo, ride, dilly day day. At the foot of the hill, there's a neat little still where the smoke curls up to the sky.